T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
Do you think dating online is now an acceptable way to say you met your significant other? I mean, when it first started.
Well, it wasn't one too long ago either.
People, like, they would hook up on Match or eHarmony and they would fall in love with each other. And then they'd be like, we got to come up with a story.
Because it was shameful. It would be ashamed that you met, by the way. Because that was the song of the truly desperate.
It's like, I can't find anybody face to face
on my own, so let me have this machine do it for me.
Just randomly pick a stranger, yeah, and then we'll pretend we love each other.
But you're right. Now it's become such the norm that if you don't meet on one of these, you're the weird one.
You are almost weird, right?
Yeah, we met in person in a grocery store.
What? Right? That's crazy. There's a new study that found more couples are actually meeting through social media and dating apps than in the last 10 years.
I see that.
It's not only more popular, it's actually more accepted and more...
So like, the traditional is being
the
weird. Yeah.
Yes. To say that you met over an eggplant at Safeway is bizarre.
It's really weird.
I could have chosen any vegetable, and I'm not sure I went with eggplant.
I wonder what's going on.
I don't know. It's weird. They should make an emoji for eggplant.
Even I know that one.
You know, I thought I could slip one past you because
no, that one.
Steve, by the way, he claims, and I don't know if it's true, Steve claims he's never used an emoji.
I have in a text, never. I don't even know how to bring them up. And I'm amazed that you guys are so fast at it.
Well, it'll tell you which ones. Yeah.
Oh, that you
like, while you're texting, well, you can do that. But I have ones I use all the time. The big check mark when I've completed a workout or something.
Oh, and that that moves itself up.
Moves they have ones at the top.
Oh, no wonder. Okay.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Steve. Emojis in my day, we had to draw a stick man.
Exactly.
Thanks, Steve, for more tech talk. So bottom line is I guess what I'm getting at is we have a bunch of people's backstory where it's like they did meet in a bizarre way. Like this guy, he said, my grandma and grandpa met when he randomly kissed her at his engagement party.
Okay,
he was engaged to some other woman.
What?
She walked up and he just randomly planted one on her. He broke off his engagement the next day and married his grandma a bit later.
Dang.
And they stayed together until they died.
And she wanted to be with a guy that just literally cheated on the woman he's with.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's one way to look at it, Steve. That's called the glass is half empty kind of way. Or you can look at it like, our connection was so powerful, he saw it, understood it, and was brave enough to leave.
To cheat and then leave. I'm sorry. What?
It's kind of cheating, huh?
Well,
I mean, at least he kissed her. That's not great.
Yeah, she's proud of it.
Yeah, no, I got myself a cheating man. I bet she didn't have an engagement party.
Right?
I don't want anybody at my party celebrating my engagement. So, we have more stories we want to tell you, but really what we want from you is like, did you meet? I tell this and people think, I literally met my wife at a strip club.
This is true. I don't know why people don't believe
but
that.
Because it sounds like we were stripping. Neither one of us were stripping.
No.
I was doing a radio thing there, and she was connected to one of the contests that we had run.
Yes.
So she was coming to watch that go to fruition, and we met each other for the first time. We were both in relationships, like kept hands off.
Right.
And then eventually ended up together.
Yeah, you were in the back alley of the strip club.
That's so much later. You're mixing two... What? Totally different
and
stories.
She was sitting on a gas
That's
main.
I was sitting on the. None of that. Stop talking.
Okay.
All right. If you met in a way that's going to make us kind of go, whoa.
Wow.
Like the weird, cool, awesome way you met, or even the cool backstory you made up. We just want to hear the weird way you met. Here's one that's a weird way. My husband and I, this isn't me, by the way, I'm just reading. Mm. My husband and I actually met in a psych ward.
Okay.
Now, I wanted the rest of the story to be we were both working there, but no. We were both in dark places and had gotten to pretty low points. Ooh. We met in group in the hospital and instantly connected. Our rooms were right next to each other. We literally got discharged on the same day and have been inseparable ever since.
Wow.
This month, we celebrated 2 years of marriage. And she says, if you're depressed, remember, it does get better.
No, they got married. That's even worse.
No, it's not. But isn't that awesome?
Did she? No, I forgot what I was going to ask here.
I just think, I mean, it's a little.
Oh, do you think they lied? Do you think they tell the story?
I would say no. Well, she told it on a blog.
True.
But it is a little weird to tell everybody, oh my God, where'd you meet? Oh, we were both checked in. It's weird to say like you met each other in rehab. I know somebody who literally did that.
And they were, I do too. And they were proud they met in rehab. That they got a, yes, they were ever, their life.
And they tell everybody that?
Yeah.
I will say that if you meet in rehab or probably in psych ward, you have a connection because people I know who like one of them goes to rehab and the other one hasn't gone through rehab, they're missing something because like I've worked the steps and you haven't.
That's true.
But if you've both worked the steps.
That brought you, that's your common.
It can be a bond and then you both kind of have each other's back where it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I see some triggers. I see this. I see that.
Okay. So they're not enabling each other. They're like keeping an
more
eye on
each other. Empowering
each other. Wow.
Wow. We're just being really smart today. This is beautiful. One more before we get to your calls. She said, I met my husband when we were in high school. We were having a sleepover with friends. I needed a pizza delivered to my house, but the driver got discombobulated, couldn't figure out how to get to the house. So I went out to meet him, noticed he was very attractive. We flirted for a few, and then I went back inside to my friends. Everybody, including my parents, insisted that I call him back. I did, and we just got married.
Wow.
Oh.
He was delivering her food.
I know. Isn't it great? She married her. The pizza delivery.
Hey, they do pretty
yay!
Good.
That's, yeah. Doesn't say how long it's been. He might have they might be perfectly happy living their modest lifestyle.
There it is.
All right. If you've gotten married, if you've met somebody in a bizarre way, we want to hear the weird way you met. Renee?
Hi. Yay.
Weird way you met.
Okay. Met my person 6 months ago because he is best friends with my child's best friend's dad. We all went to CSU. We all have degrees in accounting. We didn't know each other, myself, the guy, and his best friend. We all were at CSU in the mid-90s. It gets weirder. We met, we're both type 1 diabetics. We are both from Colorado. We're both treated at the Barbara Davis Center for Childhood Diabetes from the early 80s through college.
But you're saying that fate has tried to put you together 16 different
right.
ways and you're so bad at this? That's like your kids had to become friends?
Yeah. No. So my daughter is best friends with his best friend from college.
Wow.
Wow.
His daughter, yeah.
That's, I mean,
that's
you got you've got so much in common. You're meant to be together forever.
That's
it just
true.
Took you long enough to figure it out.
Yeah. Anybody that asks you, how'd you meet? Well, have a seat.
We got time. Don't interrupt me. Thank you, Renee. That's awesome. Andrew.
Yep. Yay.
Weird way you met.
So I was friends with this guy. We were friends with benefits. And this was going on for a few weeks, and then I saw him at the club, and he was like, I want to introduce you to somebody. Well, he introduced me to his boyfriend. And so me and this guy, we continued to do stuff together, even while they were together. Well, eventually, he left this guy because he wanted to get with me.
Oh, you're breaking up. He wanted to what? Oh, my God.
Dang it.
Ah, we lost him. But he ended up hooking up.
Hooking up with.
Okay, so it's his friends with benefits. His friends with benefits boyfriend. He stole his friends with benefits boyfriend.
Okay.
That's a definite
yes.
weird way to meet, and we would have loved to have heard more of it. Nicole.
Yay.
Weird way you met.
I met my boyfriend at a car dealership. He sold me my car.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? And he was smarmy and hitting on you? Did you get the undercoating for free?
No, actually, I Facebook stalked him like the night after I bought my car and he accepted it and then was like, how are you loving the Jeep? And then we just started from there. But everyone makes test driving jokes all the time.
Oh, I bet. What was his line? What can I say to get into?
Oh my God.
What can we do to get
for real? Are you married or are you just boyfriends? Boyfriend, girlfriend?
No, yeah. I mean, we've been together for 4.5 years, though. So.
Do you know if he gave you a good deal or not? Or did he try and kind of rip you off a little bit back then?
I think he did because I asked afterwards and he was like, no, it wasn't a really good deal for us. I didn't really make that much money on it.
Okay.
So it wasn't a good deal for him.
Nice.
All right. So he was sweet on you even without knowing it. Thank you for the call, Nicole. I don't mix those worlds. I don't want to marry. What if I married a waitress at my favorite restaurant? Then, or I started dating her. Then it's like, oh, crap.
Now you can't go to your
favorite. I'm going to need another car. Cindy.
Yay.
Weird way you met.
So we met online, but it's not through a dating site, anything like that. We both a big fan of Tommy Page. I don't know if you guys know him. He used to open a lot for New Kids on the Block.
Tommy Page was like the opener. Wow, how far did his career go?
Well,
hey, he's great, okay? So
you met a fellow Tommy Page fan?
Yes. We have this online fan club all over Asia and America, and we used to chat in MIRC. This is back in the day, guys. I'm old, okay?
Wow.
He's a guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, and I'm in Jakarta. So he was just joking around saying that, hey, I'm going to the Philippines next summer. And I was like, come and visit me. It's only like 4 hours away. And he did. And I was engaged at that time. And then long story short, 20 years later, I'm here.
Dang. Wow. That's
your fiance is like, so I had a night like this Tommy Parr dude or whatever to get you.
Tommy Page.
Yes. I got close.
Their kid's going to be named Tommy.
For sure. Thank you, Cindy. That's a weird way to... I mean, if you're on a New Kids fan page, that's bad enough. But you're on the opener.
Yes.
Nicole?
Yay.
Weird way you met.
It's not my story. It's my parents' story. Mm. But my parents were at a party. My dad had been looking at my mom for quite some time, picked her up at the party and bit her on her butt.
Literally, physically picked her up and bit her butt.
Yes.
And then she did the hashtag.
Hashtag let's get married.
They got married 3 months later, and it's 50 years this August.
Okay, wait a second. My bite matches your butt perfectly.
If there is just anybody listening right now, do not try this maneuver in this current day and age.
Yeah.
The pickup butt bite is off the table.
But well played.
Yes, it was. He knew his audience. She was like, I've been waiting for a man not to sweep me off my feet, but to
bite me in the
face. Yes. Thank you. What?
Wow.
What year was that? Melody?
Yeah, guys.
Weird way you met.
So it was summer, and I was driving to work, and I saw this hot guy in the car next to me, and I thought, oh, I'll just blow him a kiss and go on my way. And then I got stopped at a red light. And so he asked for my number and then asked me on a date, and that's how we met.
Are you still together?
We are not still together, but we were together for a long time, and we have a 22-year-old daughter.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All from a kiss and dang.
Wow.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.